WPHN. Now back to the Paul Miller Show on 1380 WPHN.
No crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
That was beautiful. I could listen to that all day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Lori Olford.
And I'm Andy Gaines McCarthy.
And you are with the St. Joseph Choir, and you're going to be performing a concert coming up, right?
That's right. The Choirs of St. Joseph, there are actually two choirs that are part of Holy Trinity Parish, and we'll be doing two concerts this weekend, one on Friday night at 7 p.m. and one on Sunday at 3 p.m.
These are always well-attended and anticipated, and it's a great tradition at St. Joe's, too, isn't it?
It's a wonderful tradition. Some people say that their Christmas starts when they attend our concert.
I'm sure it does.
It just starts it all off right with a beautiful, sacred music that brings out the true meaning of Christmas.
Absolutely. And it's colder now, and we might even get a little bit of snow on Saturday. So, I mean, that would, you know, Friday night, Saturday. Can you imagine just kind of walking out of a concert like that? The snow is beginning to fall.
Yes.
Then it's Christmas time.
Yes.
That's right. We're hoping for not too much snow.
No, not too much. Just enough to kind of put us in the spirit. What is some of the music that people will be hearing besides what we just heard now?
So we do quite a blend, an eclectic variety of music. We start often, this year we're starting with our Vivaldi Gloria, which is a classic, and then we'll go to Silent Night, and we have one instrumental piece. We have a lot of instruments that are actually added in by arrangements that our director writes, and depending on what instrumentalists are available. This year we have a cello, a violin, a bass, a guitar, drums, a flute. So it's very, very nice to have just a real variety of music, contemporary pieces as well.
These are challenging pieces of music to work on, too. You must start fairly early working on this.
Yes, we do. We start early in the fall, and some of the pieces people might recognize are Mary, Did You Know? And Oh Holy Night. And of course, Silent Night. And then we have some beautiful pieces by a composer named John Rutter, who has a big name in the business. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful
nice.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Your director has been directing these concerts for a long time now, hasn't she?
Yeah, actually, Sister Gloria Korhonen is our director, and she has been our fearless leader for 46 years. This will be our 47th concert. And when I say our, I wasn't involved back then. But she was the founder, and she used to be the music director and teacher at Port Huron Catholic before it closed.
And let me just say that Sister Gloria, our choirs are like a faith community. She tries to bring out the faith of the singer to make all the songs a prayer and to show just our feeling about this time of year and our faith.
That's what makes this music so special when you're performing it.
You're
not just performing it, but you're living it. You're feeling
right,
it.
Right, yes.
Yeah, and hopefully the audience will as well. Again, what time are the concerts? What's the location? What is the cost? Give us all the details if folks want to go.
I'm glad you asked that, Paul, because one of the things we do, and we have been doing for years, is we give all donations at the concert. There is no cost, but all donations are given to a local charity. This year, it is the Blue Water Habitat for Humanity, And we often give them quite a large amount of money, of course, depending on attendance and all. The concert is Friday night at 7 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church, and that is at 7th and Chestnut, right here in downtown Port Huron.
All right. Fantastic. Well, have a great show. Thanks for singing for us this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks for having us, Paul.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it very much. St. Joe's this weekend, the Christmas concert. It is 16 minutes now after 9 o'clock.